الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, so alhamdulillah, today is the first lesson of Sharh al-Sunnah of Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, this classical text which clarifies the aqidah, the creed and the methodology of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, this is the first lesson. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make it another beneficial journey where we can all benefit from one another and benefit from the words of the scholars of Al-Islam, the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah. I wanted to talk briefly about some of the etiquettes of the student of knowledge and seeking knowledge. However, inshallah ta'ala, I'll leave that for another day because of the length of the introduction, especially when I started compiling a response to some of the allegations that were made against Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah. It became quite lengthy and detailed. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll start with the biography, the tarjama of the author, Tarjamatul Mu'allifi Abi Muhammad al-Barbahari rahimahullah. The biography of the author Abu Muhammad al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi'a. And I will take his biography from the introduction of the explanation of Al-Shaykh al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali hafidhahullah ta'ala, which is called Aun al-Bari bibayani ma tadammanahu sharh al-sunnah Imam al-Barbahari. So the biography is taken from the introduction of the explanation of Al-Shaykh Rabi' hafidhahullah. So tarjamatul mu'allif abi Muhammad al-Barbahari, ismuhu wa nasabuhu wa kunyatuhu, his name, his lineage, and his kunya. His name, his lineage, and his kunya. To familiarize ourselves with this great Imam of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, who al Imam Abu Muhammad. So his kunya is Abu Muhammad. His kunya is Abu Muhammad and his name is Al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Khalaf al-Barbahari. He is the Imam Abu Muhammad Al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Khalaf al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala. And the name al-Barbahari, قال السمعاني في الأنساب. السمعاني, he said in his book Al-Ansab, a book that deals with the lineages of the people. He said, Al-Barbahari, this word Al-Barbahari, بفتح الباء, with the fatha upon the ba, and the sukun upon the ra, Al-Muhmala, هذه النسبة إلى Barbahar. This is an ascription to Barbahar. And the word Barbahar, هي الأدوية التي تجلب من الهند, من العقاقير. This is an ascription to the word al-barbahar, which is a medicine, which is a herbal medicine, imported from India, made from plants and trees and the like. يقول البحرية وأهل البصرة لها. The seamen and the people of Basra, they used to call it al-barbahar, ومن يجلبها يقال له al-barbahari. And the one who used to import it, he was called al-barbahari. Because this ya, what is that ya known as in Arabic? Who can tell me? Al-Barbahari. Na'am, Ya al-Nisba. Ya al-Nisba. It's used to make an ascription to something. So Al-Barbahari is an ascription to the word Barbahar. And the word Barbahar, according to As-Sam'ani rahimahullah ta'ala, هي الأدوية التي تجلب من الهند. It is a herbal medicine that is imported from India. The date of his birth and his death. ولد تقديراً. Al-Barbahari rahimahullah was born approximately in the year 252 Hijri. Al-Barbahari was born in the year 252 Hijri. Wafatuhu sana, he died in the year 329 Hijri. He died in the year 329 Hijri. كما ذكر ذلك ابن أبي يعلى في طبقات الحنابلة, as mentioned by ابن أبي يعلى in the book طبقات الحنابلة. So he died, he was born in approximately 252 Hijri, and he died in the year 329 Hijri, as mentioned by ابن أبي يعلى in the book طبقات الحنابلة. قال محمد بن مهدي عاش 77 سنة. And again, because there's a slight difference with regards to some of these dates, the scholars, they differ with regards to how long did Al-Barbahari live. Muhammad ibn Mahdi, rahimahullah, he said Al-Barbahari, he lives for 77 years. وَوَفَاتُهُ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْأَرْجَحِ. And the strongest position is that he died in the year 329 Hijri. Ibn al-Jawzi mentioned, and Ibn al-Kathir, relying upon the former, أَنُّهُ عَاشَ سِتًّا وَتِسْعِينَ سَنَةً, mentioned that he lived for 96 years. سِتًّا وَتِسْعِينَ سَنَةً. وَذَكَرَ إِبْنَ الْأَثِيرِ سِتًّا وَسَبْعِينَ. And Ibn al-Athir, he mentioned 76. نعم. Like I said, there's slight variations. That's why we find approximately, because there's ikhtilaf بين أهل العلم. شيوخه, who was his teachers? And this is important, ikhwan, and that's why, alhamdulillah, we can address some of the adab, the etiquettes of seeking knowledge, even when we go through the biography of Al-Barbahari and when we study the biographies of the ulama of Al-Islam. His teachers. And this highlights what? Al-Asl, أن العلم يؤخذ من أفواه العلماء, that knowledge is taken directly from the mouths of the scholars. It shows us the importance of الرحلة في طلب العلم, traveling to seek knowledge, traveling to sit with the scholars, traveling to visit the scholars. We see the Salaf who used to reside in Muslim lands. When they would perform Hajj or Umrah, they would go and they would visit the ulama of the ummah. They would sit with the scholars of the ummah. They would take their questions to the scholars of the ummah. Unfortunately, we're living in a time people break their necks to go and see a basketball game. Or they're ecstatic if they meet a basketball player or a football player or some celebrity. But do we have the same feeling and zeal to go and sit with the scholars and visit the scholars? Myself, I would have loved to visit the Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal, he didn't decree it for me. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. I would have loved to visit the Sheikh. But I was present in Dar al-Hadith, in the Sheikh and al-Sheikh Muqbil at that time. And the Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he passed away. Likewise, the Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen. Likewise, the Sheikh Ibn Ubaz. They were the people that I wanted to meet. Alhamdulillah, we still have scholars that are living today. Many of them, alhamdulillah, from the likes of Sheikh Al-Fawzan, from the likes of the Mufti, the likes of Sheikh Rabi', the likes of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, the likes of Sheikh Ubaid, and other than them, from the scholars who are living today. How many of us are taking legitimate steps to go and make Hajj or make Umrah to go and visit the scholars after we perform the Hajj, after we perform those magnificent ibadat, because the Hajj is from the pillars of Islam. Or we go to perform the Umrah, after that, alhamdulillah, we go and we visit the scholars, we take to them our questions. Scholars would travel for months for one hadith. People would travel miles just for one question. Books were written by scholars as a result of one question. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the latter part of this ummah will not be rectified except that which rectified the first part, until the latter part of the ummah imitates the Salaf ridwanullahi alayhim. And that is why, ikhwan, in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, to say alhamdulillah, ana jalastu ma'a Sheikh Fulan, I sat with Sheikh Fulan and I heard directly from him this hadith or this ayah, and he explained it, and he mentioned the explanation, or he answered this question. That's a history that you pass to your children. Not that, you know, I saw Michael Jordan. Who cares? I shook the hand of such and such. 15 years, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, sitting with your grandchildren. Na'am, I met Sheikh Fulan. Many of the scholars are getting old. Many of them. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna Allah la yantazi'u al-'ilma intiza'an, yantazi'uhu min an-nas." Allah does not seize knowledge and take it away and snatch it from the people, but he takes it with the death of the scholars. When we see scholars passing away, no doubt we should try to connect ourselves and have a relationship with those who are living. Ahlul ilmi wal fadl. So when we read the biography of Al-Barbahari and his teachers and his students, it's an encouragement for us to seek knowledge. Al-Rihla fi talab al-ilm. I advise every one of the brothers, if you have the ability to safely and securely go and sit with the scholars, irhal, go, bila shak. Don't wait. As long as, alhamdulillah, you can do it legally and safely and legitimately and don't put you or yourself or your family in harm's way, irhal, if you have the ability. If not, alhamdulillah, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَاعْتُمْ. Fear Allah as much as you can. Benefit as much as you can. But still, alhamdulillah, visit and travel to visit the ulama. Last year when we made Umrah, alhamdulillah, we had the Dawra in Al-Madinah, the seminar in Al-Madinah. Alhamdulillah, the brothers they sat with, Sheikh Ubaid. Likewise, alhamdulillah, Sheikh Rabi'. Likewise, Sheikh Abdurrahman Muhyiddin. Likewise, they sat with Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi. Likewise, the Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari. Likewise, the Mashaykh who teach in the Haram, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, and others from the students of knowledge. Sitting with them, benefiting from them, asking questions to them. So the teachers of Al-Barbahari, who are his teachers? Lazama, he accompanied and he studied under some of the students of Al-Imam Ahmed. So you see the chain of narration, Al-Isnad. Al-Isnad, hakadha na'am, Al-Isnad, a continuous chain. Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he studied with the students of Al-Imam Ahmad. So there's a continuous chain, no breakage to Al-Imam Ahmad. Showing the importance of what? The Isnad. Ala man darast, where did you study? Ala man akhadd, where did you take your knowledge from? Man ya'rifuk, who knows you? That's why al-majhul la yu'khad minhu al-ilm. The one who is unknown, knowledge is not taken from him. So al-imam al-barbahari rahimahullah, he accompanied and he studied under Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn al-Hajjaj ibn Abd al-Aziz Abu Bakr. His kunya was Abu Bakr al-Marruzi rahimahullah. And al-Dhahabi said about this teacher of al-barbahari, he said haddatha an al-imam Ahmad wa lazamahu. وَكَانَ أَجَلْ أَصْحَابِهِ. Al-Dhahabi said about the teacher of Al-Barbahari, he said he narrated from Al-Imam Ahmad. Look, As-Sanad Muttasil. He narrated from Al-Imam Ahmad. He accompanied him closely. And he was from the most excellent of the companions of Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah. Likewise, from his teachers, Sahal ibn Abdullah ibn Yunus, ibn Isa. So Sahal, ibn Abdullah, ibn Yunus, ibn Isa. Abu Muhammad al-Tustari. Abu Muhammad al-Tustari. And likewise, the third, and will suffice with three, inshallah ta'ala, kama huwa madhkur huna, al-Fath. Ibn Abi al-Fath, Shukhraf ibn Dawood. So al-Fath. Ibn Abi al-Fath, Shukhruf ibn Dawood, Abu Nasr. And Imam Ahmed said about him, look, ikhwan, Imam Ahmed said about the teacher of Al-Barbahari, Al-Fath ibn Abi al-Fath, Al-Shukhruf, he said, Imam Ahmed said concerning him, ma akhrajat Khurasan mithl Al-Fath ibn Shukhruf. Khurasan has not produced the like of Al-Fath ibn Shukhruf. Na'am. So you see, alhamdulillah, this chain of narration in terms of seeking knowledge and sitting with the scholars. تلاميذه, his students. And again, a benefit from that is what? The ulama of the sunnah, يُفِيدُونَ النَّاسِ أَيْنَمَا نَزَلُوا. They benefit the people wherever they are, no matter what situation they are in. As some of the scholars, they mentioned about Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, even at times of duress, he would teach the people, no matter where he was. Even if he was exiled from his land, he would benefit the people. The people of the sunnah, they benefit the people. لَا يُشْخِلُونَ النَّاسِ بِقِيلَ وَقَالَ. They don't occupy the people with he said and she said. They don't occupy the people with gossip. They busy them with قال الله, قال رسول الله, قال الصحابة. The people of the sunnah, they busy the people with al-ilm, with knowledge. And the people of the sunnah, they occupy themselves with knowledge. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, he hates what? قيل وقال, gossip. He said, she said. Allah hates it. يضيع الوقت, waste time. Likewise, a person that talks a lot and gossips a lot, he's prone to lying, falling to lying. Ulama of the sunnah, they're not like that. If you see a person, يشغل الناس, busy and occupying the people with he said, she said, and having little huddles and just talking about nonsense, know that he's not upon the tariq of أهل العلم والفضل. That's not the way of the scholars. From the students, the student can say, نعم, I benefited such and such from that teacher. I learned such and such from that teacher. From the students of Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, Al-Husayn ibn Abdullah, Al-Husayn ibn Abdullah, Abu Ali al-Najjad. Abu Ali al-Najjad. And again, the scholars, from them, Ibn Abi Ya'la, he said about him in Tabaqat al-Hanabil, about the student, كان faqihan, imaman fi usuli din wa furu'i. He was an imam. The student was an imam in himself. That's the madrasa of the scholars. The scholars, they nurture people of knowledge. As for al-jahala, the ignoramuses, ahl al-kalam, and likewise the people of innovation and misguidance, ma عندهم شيء, they don't have anything. That's why faqidu shay la yu'ti, the one who doesn't possess something, he can't give it. If he doesn't have ilm, he can't give it to you. Faqidu shay la yu'ti. Na'am. Even the student Al-Husayn ibn Abdullah, Abu Ali al-Najjad, he was an imam in himself. He was an imam in his own right in the foundations of the religion and the subsidiary matters. Likewise, from his students, I'll mention three, inshallah. Ubaidullah ibn Muhammad, ibn Batta. Ibn Batta, imam min a'immati ahli sunnah. What book did Ibn Batta compile? Who can tell me without screaming out? Al-Ibana, 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 هناك إبانتان. There's two Ibanas, what are they? Al-Kubra wa-Sughra, na'am. He has a book which is from the reference sources of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Al-Ibana libni Batta. Every person of Sunnah should have that book in their library. They should have Al-Ibana al-Kubra and they should have Al-Ibana al-Sughra. That's his student, Ibn Batta rahimahullah. Abu Abdullah al-Ukbari rahimahullah. Ubaidullah ibn Muhammad. When you hear these names and you hear these books, alhamdulillah, when you travel overseas to sit with the scholars, or you travel overseas to make Umrah or Hajj, na'am, make a list of important books that you need to bring back for your library. Na'am, Ubaidullah ibn Muhammad ibn Batta, the author of Al-Ibana, Al-Ibana al-Kubra and Al-Ibana al-Sughra. Abu Abdullah al-Ukbari. And lastly, from the names I will mention, Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Ismail. Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Ismail. Abu al-Hasan al-Ma'ruf bi-Ibn Sam'un. Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Ismail. Abu al-Hasan, well known as Ibn Sam'un. Thanal ulama alayh. What did the scholars say about Al-Barbahari? يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوله. The trustworthy ones will carry this knowledge from every generation. يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوله. That the trustworthy ones from every generation will carry this knowledge. So what did the scholars say about him? Because as Muhammad ibn Sirini said, rahimahullah, inna hadha al-ilma deenun fanzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. This knowledge, it is your religion, so look who you take your religion from. Inna hadha al-ilma deenun fanzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. Man yu'rib li hadha, inna hadha al-ilma deen. In Abdul Wahab. You can make the Arab, tfaddal. Tfaddal. La, عندك يا شيخ. Who can give me the Arab, Abdul Aziz? Tfaddal. Inna hadha al-ilm deen. Inna harf al-nasb wa al-tawkeed. Hadha. مبني على السكون في محل النصب اسم إن نعم العلم اجلس إن هذا العلم دين أحسنت وين الخبر دين نعم أحسنت ثنال علماء علي. That is why somebody asks. You don't just go to YouTube and say, let me look for a beneficial lecture. And then you listen and then you ask later on because ما عرفت المتكلم من هو. You didn't know who the speaker was. هذا خطأ. That's a mistake. First of all, you know who the person is. You ask about them. ثم تستمع إليه. Then you listen to him. Not that you listen and then you ask. هذا خطأ. No. You ask and then you listen. من هو؟ ماذا قال العلماء فيه؟ What did the scholars say about him؟ من أثنى عليه؟ من زكاه؟ Who recommended him؟ Who praised him؟ من يعرفه؟ Who knows him؟ هذه أسئلة لا بأس بها. أسئلة طيبة مهمة. Important questions. Look, in the biography, the علماء they mentioned ثناء العلماء عليه. The praise of the scholars upon al-Barbahari. And this is important, Ikhwan, because I'm going to tie it in. Naam, and I don't know if I'll be able to finish all of it today, but I want to address some of the derogatory remarks that were directed to Al-Barbahari rahimahullah by some of the people of innovation and Western academics from the Orientalists and other than them. And the reason I'm going to address it inshallah because one of you may go upon the internet and come into contact with some of these accusations and not know how to address them or to respond to them. وصراحة, and in all honesty, هي أوهى من بيت العنكبوت. The accusations are weaker than a spider's web. Because they mention some derogatory remarks about Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, but in reality to us, wallahi, we view them to be praiseworthy remarks. And inshallah, it will become clear when I mention it to you after we mention what the scholars said about him. نعم, they mention هم يظنون أنهم ينتقدونه. They believe that they're criticizing him. But in reality, for the discerning eye, for the one who has understanding, المتمسك, the one who tries to cling to the book and the sunnah, in reality, it's a praise. It's a praiseworthy quality that they're mentioning about him, rahimahullah. So what did the scholar say about Al-Barbahari? لقب الخطيب في تاريخ بغداد بالرئيس الحنبلية. الخطيب Al-Baghdadi rahimahullah, he mentioned in his book, The History of Baghdad, he referred to Al-Barbahari as the head of the Hanbaliyyah, meaning the head of the Hanabila. The head of the Hanabila. Al-Khatib Al-Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala. Wa asnada an Ibn Battah annahu qala, and he mentioned a narration from Ibn Battah. Listen to this. Listen to this, Ikhwan. إذا رأيت البغدادي يحب أبا الحسن ابن بشار وأبا محمد البربهاري فاعلم أنه صاحب سنة. If you see, Ibn Battah, he said, if you see a Baghdadi who loves Abu al-Hasan ibn Bashar and Abu Muhammad al-Barbahari, then know that he's a person of the Sunnah. Again, Ibn Battah, he said, If you see a Baghdadi, a person from Baghdad, and they love Abu al-Hasan al-Bashar and Abu Muhammad al-Barbahari, then know that he is a person of the Sunnah. فَعْلَمْ أَنُّهُ صَاحِبُ سُنَّةِ. So why are people allergic when people make similar statements in our time? If you see a Yemeni loving Sheikh Muqbir rahimahullah, then know that he is a person of the Sunnah. If you see a Jordanian loving a Sheikh Al-Albani, then know that he's a person of the Sunnah. If you see a Jordanian hating Sheikh Al-Albani, then know that he's a person of innovation. If you see a Yemeni hating Sheikh Muqbil, then know that he's a person of innovation. If you see a person from a Saudiya loving Sheikh Rabi', then know that he's a person of the Sunnah. Why do they criticize us for what the Salaf, they said themselves? That's a sign, min al-alamat. No doubt. Because one of the ways to recognize a person of the Sunnah is what? Is praise of the ulama of the Sunnah. Praise of the scholars of the Sunnah. And one of the characteristics of the people of Bid'ah is attacking the scholars of the Sunnah. قال ابن أبي يعلى, ابن أبي يعلى, he said, كان أحد الأئمة العارفين والحفاظ للأصول المتقنين والثقات المأمونين. Ibn Abi Ya'la, he said, Al-Barbahari was one of the knowledgeable imams of the religion, and one of those who memorized and had precision in the fundamental matters of the religion. He was trustworthy and a reliable individual. Ibn al-Jawzi said about him in his book Al-Muntadham. What's that book Al-Muntadham? Does anyone know the full name of it? Anybody? Ibn al-Jawzi has a book Al-Muntadham. Anybody know the full name of it? Find out for me tomorrow, inshallah. Al-Muntadham, he said, Jama' al-ilm wa zuhud. Al-Barbahari, he gathered both knowledge and abstention. Al-Zuhud. Al-Dhahabi, he described Al-Imam al-Barbahari, Abu Muhammad. He described him as Sheikh al-Hanabila wal-Qudwa al-Imam. He described him as the Sheikh of the Hanabila, the example to be followed, and the Imam. That was Al-Dhahabi. In a seer, meaning seer a'lam in nubala. And likewise, Al-Dhahabi, he said about Al-Barbahari, fi tariq al-Islam, he said, Al-Faqih al-Abid, Sheikh al-Hanabila bil-Iraq. He said, he was the jurist. Naam, he was the jurist. He was the righteous worshipper, the Sheikh of the Hanabila in Iraq. And they are some of the scholars' praise of Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah. Next, shiddatu fi sunnah, something that is frowned upon in this time by many individuals, illa man rahimullah, the sternness of al-Barbahari, naam, in implementation of the sunnah, his firmness upon the sunnah, his firmness upon the sunnah, and his sternness towards the people of innovation. Naam, that was a praiseworthy quality. To be stern when dealing with the people of bid'ah was praiseworthy. Not like today, where many people, even ma'al asaf, from among those who claim a sunnah and a salafiyah, they sit on the podiums and the platforms with the people of innovation. Some of them Sufis, some of them Ikhwani, some of them Tablighis, and they hug one another. But further than that, they refer to one another as Sheikh, and he's an alim, or he has a tazkiyah, or he should be returned to. هذا خيانة, that's deception and trickery. And you find some of them, they will retweet. Graduates from Islamic universities, they will retweet Farrakhan. They will retweet all types of individuals. من شر الناس, but you never find them retweeting the people of the Sunnah. What, you're booked? You have more enmity towards the people of the Sunnah than you do towards Farrakhan? Look, شدته في السنة, the scholars, they praise Al-Barbahari, and from the praise that they mentioned for him was his firmness in clinging to the Sunnah in all matters, not selectively. Qala Ibn Abi Ya'la, Ibn Abi Ya'la, he said, Shaykh al-Ta'ifa fi waqtihi. Al-Barbahari was the Shaykh of his school of jurisprudence at his time. He was at the forefront of them, the forefront of the Hanabila. فِي الْإِنْكَارِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ وَالْمُبَايَنَ لَهُمْ بِالْيَدِ وَالْلِسَانِ. He was at the forefront of them in criticizing the people of innovation. Look, throughout time, from the time of the Salaf up until today, the people of the Sunnah, naam, they would criticize the people of innovation. They didn't have mujamala, flattery. And their anger and their rage was when people transgressed the boundaries that were set by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not like some people, if somebody said something about them, qamati dunya wa lam taq'ud, chaos in the earth. Somebody says something about them, they make 5 videos, post it all on YouTube. A response to Fulan, a response to Anwar Wright. What about the other responses you should be making about people like Siraj Wahaj wa amthaluhu? No response for him? Limada, why? Naam, shiddatu fi sunnah. Al-Barbahari was at the forefront of the scholars in criticizing the people of innovation and opposing them with his hand and his tongue. Meaning, depending upon his qudra, his ability. وَكَانَ لَهُ سِيْتٌ عِنْدَ السُّلْطَانِ, and he was held in good repute with the leader at a particular period of time. And likewise, he was respected by his companions. He was respected by his companions. Ibn al-Jawzi said about al-Barbahari, كان شديدا على أهل البدع. He was stern against the people of innovation. Look, they mentioned that as a praiseworthy quality. He was stern against the people of innovation. Not that he would go to them like the people of our time, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, can I have a salary? Can I work for you? In their masajid, remaining silent about bid'ah and muhdathat, abadan. كَانَ شَدِيدًا على أهل البدع. قال الذهبي في السير, الذهبي said in سير أعلم النبلاء, كان قوالا بالحق. البربهاري, he was outspoken with the truth. In our time, when somebody is outspoken with the truth, what do they say about him? He's a troublemaker. I'm talking about outspoken with the truth with ilm, not just that you're a blabbermouth. Because there are many blabbermouths, don't get it twisted, there are many of them. Qawwab al-haq with ilm, with knowledge, with al-adl, justice, al-i'tidal, with balance and moderation. Al-Dhahabi said about him, al-Barbahari kana qawwalan bil-haq. He was outspoken with the truth, with ilm. Da'iya ila al-athar. He called to the athar, meaning the sunnah. La yakhafu fi Allah lawmata la'im. La yakhafu fi Allah lawmata la'im. He never feared the blame of the blamers. He didn't care what people would say about him. He did not care about the blame of the blamers. And that is from the sifat al-mu'mineen. That is from the attributes of the believers. La yakhafuna lawmata la'im. They do not fear the blame of the blamers. Meaning, if you're speaking the truth, and it's haq, and it's something that Allah Azza wa Jalla has legislated, why are you scared? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? La yamna'anna ahadakum. Do not let the fear of the people prevent any of you from speaking the truth if you see it or you hear it. La yamna'anna. You should never let the fear of anyone prevent you from speaking the truth if you see it and you hear it. No doubt in the light of the guidelines of the Sharia. Al-Dhahabi continued, he said, وَقَالَ, he said in another place in Tariq al-Islam, كَانَ شَدِيدًا عَلَى الْمُبْتَدِعَ الْبَرْبَهَارِيُّ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. He was stern against the innovators. He was stern. Stern against the innovators meaning what? He clarified the innovation.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. لا إله